to benefit oneself.
但是, 传福音是要救人的灵魂,
but to preach the gospel is to save another person's soul.
所以这是两种非常不一样的生活目标。
So these are two contrasting types of lifestyles.
啊, 有时候我们在生活的环境好的地方啊, 有时候常常会失去一个, 啊, 很崇高的理想。
Oftentimes, when we live in comfortable environments, we lose this this goal of doing better.
就是生活舒服又每天的生活，就是为着要维持这样的生活，或者把生活改善得更好，就是这样在努力而已。
In other words, when you're living comfortably, all you're working for is to sustain that level of comfort, or perhaps even trying to make it a little bit more, even more comfortable, and that is your sole purpose.
但是如果有一个人 他的人生目标有一个转变,
but if a person's life goal has a transformation,
生活好不好,
it doesn't matter whether or not they're living comfortably or not.
And
now their whole purpose is to save another person's soul.
我要传福音,
and they want to preach the gospel. Then this person's life will be full of meaning.
不只是我们传福音给他这个人,
not only can we save another person's soul by preaching the gospel to them, but the value of doing God's work and His ministry will be with us forever. And so in 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about the resurrection of Christ. It says that if the Lord Jesus did not resurrect, then today we would be more pitiable than others who do not believe in Jesus.
为什么?
Why? Because we do not get to enjoy all the pleasures of this world. Because we spend so much time cultivating ourselves to draw closer to God, to increase our spirituality and faith. But if Jesus did not resurrect, then the dead will not resurrect.
如果死人没有复活,
if the dead does not resurrect, then we in the future will not resurrect.
如果我们将来没有复活,
and if we do not resurrect in the future, then what is our purpose of pursuing our faith and spirituality? Because death will be the end of all things.
那死就算了,哥林多前书15章说,我们就应该吃吃喝喝快乐吧。
And then in 1 Corinthians, just like in 1 Corinthians 15, it says that then we should merely eat and drink and be merry.
那为什么现在的人很注重这些生活?
So how can the people of today emphasize on this kind of lifestyle?
你仔细跟他问,每一个人头脑想就死就是算了。
Because if you ask them, their mindset is that death is the end of all things. Because their hope is placed on earth. And because they do not have hope for the next life, and of course they will pursue everything in this life. But 1 Corinthians 15 it says, Jesus resurrected. He is the first fruit. And we will all resurrect in the future. Our bodies will be transformed into spiritual bodies. Some will be like the sun, but bright as the sun. And some will illuminate like the moon. And some will illuminate like the stars. And everyone's glory will be different. And everyone's reward in heaven will be different. This is the truth. Before Jesus Christ has already resurrected. And it's because of this hope that is why we are willing to sacrifice ourselves. For if there's no hope, there is no meaning to sacrifice ourselves. And so what was the conclusion of 1 Corinthians 15? It says that we must strive to do the Lord's work. Because this is not out of chance.
In vain. 就不突然, 不会白白没有用的。
Because this is not done in vain.
哦, 就是你一定会有好的结果。
Which means that you will have a good reward for your works.
所以我们一年两次教会有很重要的圣功。
So twice a year we hold a very important sacred work in the church.
就是灵恩布道会。
And that is our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
那这两次就是要让我们投入来做圣工。
And these two opportunities are a chance, or these two opportunities are time for us to devote ourselves into doing God's work.
要救人的灵魂。
To save people's souls.
要让这些软弱的信徒能够 借着灵恩布道，灵恩会能够信仰，能够复兴。
To also encourage those lost members, the lost sheep, to revive their faith during this time.
所以，我们要尽量拨空，来参加灵恩会。
And so we must make an effort to take time out of our daily busy lives to attend the spiritual convocation.
然后我们要尽量拨空来传福音。
And then we need to take the effort out of our and time out of our daily lives to spread the gospel.
这不但对教会有帮助，对个人有利益，并且我们所传福音的对象也可以得恩典。
This is not only beneficial to the church as well as ourselves, but the person that we're preaching to may also receive the grace of God.
那在这一段圣经里面,
and so in this passage of the scriptures,
提到一对兄弟在撒网,
it talks about a pair of brothers casting the net.
那另外一对兄弟在捕网,
and another pair of brothers mending their nets.
这个是很有意思的。
This is quite interesting.
有时候我们常常发现说，哎，为什么教会受洗人很少？
Sometimes we may wonder how come there's very few people that are baptized in the church.
但是其中有一个原因。
But there is a reason behind it.
就是我们很少去撒网。
And one is that we infrequently cast a net.
这是第一个原因。
This is one reason.
第二个原因。
The second.
可能我们有去撒网。
And perhaps we have cast a net.
牧道者也带来了。
And we brought people seeking the truth.
但这个网破一个洞。
But the net has a hole in it.
所以网鱼看得到，抓不到。
And so even though you can see the fish, but you cannot catch it.
所以要补网。
And so you must mend the net.
因此这个教会人数要增加。
So in order for the membership in the church to increase,
第一个要撒网。
First, we must cast the net.
第二个要补网。
And secondly, we must mend the net.
这两个都很需要。
These two things are very necessary.
今天晚上我们就来思想一下这个撒网。
And so tonight, let us ponder about casting the net.
这撒网啊，就是像主耶稣一样，就是走到人群当中，去传福音。
Just like what Jesus did, casting a net, is when Jesus walked around and preached the gospel.
那我们有时候我们常常会想，那到底我们要传给谁？
And sometimes we may wonder, well, who should we preach to?
有几个很重要的对象。
There's some very important target audience.
我们现在来看，路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音的第四章。Luke
chapter 4.
Luke chapter 4. 17节。Luke 4,
verse
17. 有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开来，找到一处写着说18节。Verse
18.
主的灵在我身上，他因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。 差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。19节，报告神悦纳人的禧年。这里讲主耶稣出来传福音。Here
talks about Jesus going out to preach.
然后，他就打开以赛亚书，就念一段的圣经。And
he opened the book of Isaiah and read a passage.
以赛亚书叫做旧约的福音书。
The book of Isaiah is considered the Old Testament gospel book. For there are many prophecies recorded concerning the coming of Christ. The book of Isaiah was written 800 years before Christ was born.
800年前就有人预言
800 years prior, there was already a recording that a virgin would give birth.
800年前就有预言说有一个孩子为大家而生。
800 years before, there was a prophecy that a child was born to all mankind, for all mankind.
他的名字要叫做奇妙的策士。
And his name shall be Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
永在的君。
Everlasting Prince.
和平的君号，永在的父，和平的君。
Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace.
这个八百年前呢、啊， 他就讲说, 有一个小孩子要生下来,
it says 800 years ago, it already recorded that a child was to be born.
那小孩子既然生下来应该是人啊,
and this child should be born into flesh.
但是他的名字竟然要称为全能的神,
but yet his name shall be called Almighty God.
那这个是一个小孩子啊,
and this is only a child.
他又要称作永在的父,
and yet he is to be called Everlasting Father.
他要称作和平的君,
and a prince of peace.
那怎么有可能呢?
How is this possible?
一个人生的小孩子,
a person born of flesh,
他要永远存在,
he can live forever.
他要做神,
he can be a God.
他要带给人和平,
and he can bring peace to all mankind.
人类历史找不到这样的人,
you can find no one in the recorded history like this.
只有主耶稣,
only the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣降生就是旧约预言的实现,
and so the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the prophecies in the Old Testament.
那他要做什么?
And so what was this, his purpose?
以赛亚书已经预言出来,
the book of Isaiah already prophesied what Jesus was to do.
所以主耶稣出来传道的,他就打开以赛亚书起来念, 这个就是他要做的。
And so when Jesus was preaching, he opened the book of Isaiah and showed people exactly what he was to do.
所以在18节,
so in verse 18,
说主的灵在我身上,
says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me,
他用膏膏我,
because he has anointed me.
旧约时代有三种人要受膏,
Old Testament, there were three types of people that were anointed.
君王, 先知跟祭司,
kings, priests, and prophets.
受膏是很尊贵的,
to be anointed is a very, very honorable thing.
受膏也是受差遣,
and it's also to be anointed and appointed.
今天谁要去传福音?
Today, who is to preach the gospel?
受膏的人就要去传福音,
those that are anointed shall preach the gospel.
那谁是受膏的人?
So who are those that are anointed?
得圣灵就是受膏的,
those who have received the Holy Spirit have been anointed.
所以新约时代每个得圣灵的人,
so in the New Testament, those that have been anointed are all kings.
他跟主耶稣一起做啊,
and they have reigned with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我怎么知道我跟主耶稣一起做啊?
And so how would you know that you are reigning with the Lord Jesus Christ?
当你祷告,奉主耶稣的名,鬼可以赶出去,这不是当王吗?
Because when you can say in the name of Jesus Christ, you can cast out evil spirits. Isn't this reigning as a king?
连鬼都听了,
it's because even the evil spirits listen.
这就是王的权柄,
this has the authority of a king.
就是神的权柄,
and that is the authority of God. Because we have the Holy Spirit that anoints us.
那再来就是,
and then there is the priest. Each of us can sacrifice, make our sacrifices directly to God.
And
so nowadays, we no longer need a third person or mediator to take our sacrifices. Because everyone can kneel down and pray to God directly.
不像天主教说要跟神父告解,然后神父代替你祷告,
unlike,
不需要通过第三,
unlike the Catholics where they have to go through the father or the priest in order to reach God.
所以我们是在这个灵宫做祭司,
and so in the spiritual kingdom, we are priests.
那第三个,
and third,
我们就是先知,
is prophets,
就是传神的话,
which are those who are spread the message of God.
圣灵膏我们,
the Holy Spirit has anointed us.
打开我们,
open our hearts and our minds to understand the words of God, so that we can go out and spread the gospel.
那既然要下网,
so if we're to cast our nets, where should we cast it? And there are a few targets that we can cast on.
这里说,
here it says that we should preach the gospel to the poor.
这个贫穷什么意思?
What does it mean, the poor?
两个意思,
there are two meanings.
啊, 第一个最重要是心灵贫穷,
the first is that those who are poor in spirit,
心灵贫穷的人比较谦卑,
because those who are poor in spirit are more humble.
哦, 所以比较容易得到福音,
and so they're more easily to receive the gospel.
那心灵贫穷人也比较渴慕福音,
and those who are poor in spirit also thirst for the truth.
那谁是心灵贫穷的人?
So who are those that are poor in spirit?
我们常常发现, 肉体贫穷的人, 心灵都比较贫穷,
and we often see that those who are poor in flesh are also poor in spirit.
那我们可以看哦, 30年前, 20年前的慕道者,
and we can see that the truth seekers of 20, 30 years before,
啊, 大概固定在我们教会都是从一个地区来的,
they have come from a particular region.
啊, 但是最近,
but recently,
经济比较好的地方,
and in economically more prosperous areas, there are fewer truth seekers to be found. And so recently, the truth seekers come to our church are from a different area.
所以这个贫穷当然神不是说只有拣选物质贫穷的人。
And so God does not choose only those who are poor material things.
神拣选心灵贫穷的人。
But he selects, he chooses those that are poor in spirit.
所以安提阿伯的太监,
and so the eunuch of Antioch,
虽然他做总管银库,
the eunuch of Ethiopia, even though he held a high position,
有一点官, 官位,
and he was an official,
他可能钱财也不少,
and he had he was quite so wealthy. But his heart longed for God. And so God sent Philip to draw near to him, to preach to him. And when he listened to it, he understood. And he saw where there was water, he wanted to receive baptism. And so God does not reject successful people. But the issue is that there are very few successful people that long for the truth.
大部分心灵贫穷的人都是在社会上都是比较卑微的。
Many of those who are poor in spirit are those who are poor in material things and poor in flesh.
所以我们传福音要传给谁？
And so who should we preach the gospel to?
你会发现如果他心灵很空虚的，
You can see that those who are empty in their spirit or their heart,
常常无论发，
and then the
And
so the Lord Jesus tells us to cast our nets, and the first group of people he tells us cast it on are those who are poor.
如果我们最近, 不论在Irvine或者在其他地方都有自己走进会堂。
And recently, whether it be Irvine or other churches, there are people who walk to the church, enter the church by themselves.
这么多人走进,从会堂经过, 为什么有的人会进来?
There's many people pass by the church, but how come there are only a few that, that actually come in?
因为他会有那个需要。
Because they have that need, that longing.
有的生活过得好, 但是他觉得有这个需要。
Some people, although they're living comfortably, but they still feel that need.
哦, 他进来啊。
And they come in.
哦, 他听道理。
And they listen to the word.
他有体验。
And they experience God.
他就信了。
And they believe.
哦, 所以第一个要传给贫穷的人。
So first, we must preach to the poor.
哦, 我们再看。
It's also, let's turn back and read Luke chapter 4.
18节,
Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
啊, 中间,
verse 18.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放,
now, to proclaim liberty to the captives.
好, 这里讲好, 要传给谁? 下网捕鱼, 要去捕谁?
Here it says, tells us who should we cast our nets onto?
要去抓那些被掳的人,
we should cast our nets onto the captives.
啊, 什么是被掳?
Who are the captives?
这是被控制的,
those who are having controlled, under control.
这个被掳主要是被罪所掳,
and those captives are referring to the ones that are taken captive by sin.
那这个罪怎么抓人?
So how does sin take control of a person?
罪是一个权势, 一个 power, 一个力量。
Sin is a kind of power.
那罪用很多不同的方法在控制人。
And it uses different ways to control people.
第一个就是接着生气。
First is through anger.
哦,
there are some that are furious daily. There's some that are angry all the time.
如果从生回到圣经来看,
so if we look back to the Bible, we see that they are under the control of sin.
那有的就醉酒,
and some are drunkards.
有的就抽烟,
some are habitual smokers.
更厉害是用药,
and even some are drug addicts.
啊,
and these are all under control.
让人失去了自由,
their liberty have been taken away from them.
看起来他很自由, 他要抽烟, 他要喝酒,
and on the surface level, it may seem that they're free to do whatever they want, they please.
但是其实他没有自由,
but in reality, they are not free from wanting to, from their addictions.
他没有自由, 不喝酒，他没有自由不用药，他没有自由不乱搞男女关系。
They are not free from smoking. They are not free from drinking. They are not free from their lusts.
从圣经来讲，他是被捆绑，很可怜。
And so according to the Bible, they are taken captive and they are very pitiable.
除了来找神，他没有一条路可以走。
Other than coming to seek God, they have no other route to turn to.
所以我们教会很多的见证来到这里信主，烟也戒起来，酒也戒起来，药也。
So there's many testimonies of people coming, addicts coming to the church and finding God and getting rid of all their old habits.
这个就是主耶稣来世界的目的。
And this is one of the purpose of Jesus coming into this world.
所以有时候我们遇到我们的同事、我们朋友的朋友、邻居，有这些哦被罪捆绑的人哦，最爱他的方法就是传福音给他。
So the way we can show love to our colleagues or our friends or our friends of our friends, our friends of our relatives is to preach the gospel to them.
所以我们要抓谁？被掳的。
So who should we preach to? We should preach to the captives.
好像鱼要把它网进来。
Just like the fish, we must cast them in.
那主耶稣要释放他。
And Jesus will release and free them.
让他得自由。
So that they can experience true liberty.
好，我们再回来看。
And let's look back.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
的第十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
中间说瞎眼的。
In the bottom it says, and recovery of sight to the blind.
And
of course, Jesus had healed those who were blind.
他就说，我就是世界的光。
He says, I am the light of this world.
啊，跟从我的就不在黑暗里面。
And those who follow me shall no longer walk in darkness.
那讲这个讲完，他就医好一个瞎眼。
And after he has spoken this, he healed a blind man.
因为活在黑暗里面跟瞎眼一样。
And because a person living in darkness is just like a blind person.
今天我们大家眼睛好好了。
Today our eyes are fine.
但如果灯关起来，
but when we turn off the lights,
我们能看到什么？
What can we see?
什么也看不到。
We cannot see anything.
如果灯关起来，
if the lights were turned off,
我跟瞎眼不是一样啊？
When we be just like a blind person.
那如果活在黑暗里面，
and so if we were to live in darkness,
你还看得到你的目标在哪里吗？
Can you see the goal that you are trying to reach?
活在黑暗里面。
If you live in darkness,
我们还看得清楚我是谁吗？
Can we see clearly who we actually are?
没有办法。
It's impossible.
眼睛好好，但是在黑暗里面就是瞎眼。
Even though our eyes may be fine, but in darkness we are like the blind.
被这个瞎眼的人看见。
So the recovery of sight to the blind.
所以有的人哦，他想的比较远。
So some people they think far in advance.
他已经从这个物质的层面一直想到人生的将来，想到人生的意义。
They have already surpassed this physical level of thinking and into the future and what the future holds.
当他开始想的时候，
and when they start thinking about these things,
他就发现这个是地上没有答案的。
They began to realize that there is no answer on this earth.
没有人能够告诉我们。
No one can tell us the answer.
人从哪里来？
Where do we come from?
人要往哪里去？
Where do we go?
人活着要做什么？
And what's our purpose on earth?
没有一个人告诉我。
No one can tell us the answer.
所以在属灵上大家都是瞎眼。
And so spiritually speaking, we are all blind.
所以如果我们发现有的人哦，生活觉得很没有意义。
So we either just find a person who feels that life is meaningless.
人生觉得好像没有什么目标。
That there's no goal or purpose in life.
特别人进入中年以后。
Especially those that enter their midlife.
人会开始想这个问题。
They begin to ponder upon these kind of things.
那个时候就是宗教的开始。
And that is the beginning of faith.
这个需要神啊，才有解决，才有办法解决。
They need God in order to solve these kinds of problems.
所以对一些人生的意义找不到，生活的目标找不到。
And so for those people who cannot find the meaning of life and the goal of life.
这些人呢，需要主的救恩。
These people need the salvation of Christ.
主耶稣要开他的眼睛。
Lord Jesus will open their eyes.
能够让他看到灵界的奥妙，
so that they can see and understand the mysteries of the spiritual realm.
看到神要赐给我们那美好的福分，
so that they can see the wonderful blessings that the Lord has prepared for us.
看到天国的永生，
so that we can see the eternal life in heaven.
所以要去，我这个撒网去哪里撒？
And so where should we cast our nets?
那些瞎眼的，
to those who are blind.
要传福音给他们，
we must preach to them.
我们再回来看。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the last phrase.
路加福音四章十八节。
Luke 14, verse 18. Luke 4, verse 18.
受压制的得自由。
Set at liberty those who are oppressed.
这个受压制就受被魔鬼压制。
Those who are oppressed, meaning they're oppressed by the devil.
这些人
These people, the Lord will free them.
特别在我们教会里面有神的权柄，所以赶鬼，这个是常常发生的。
Especially since we have the power of God in this church, we have many instances of casting out evil spirits.
大概19节。
And verse 19.
所以要报告神悦纳人的喜悦。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
社会上有很多的负面。
There's many negative aspects in of this society. But in God, there are no, there's no negativity. Let's turn to James. James chapter 1. James 1 verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了， 17节。
Verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐。
James chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
这里说美善的恩赐,
here it says, every good gift,
全备的赏赐,
every perfect gift
从上头来,
is from above.
上头就是神,
above meaning from God.
祂是众光之父,
it comes down from the Father of lights,
在祂没有黑暗,
with whom there is no variation or shadow.
所以我们今天传福音给别人,
so today we preach the gospel to others.
就是要把人心里上, 家庭上, 生活上, 那些负面的, 那些黑暗全部把它赶掉。
That we want to cast away all the negative, negativity, all the shadows of a person's life, of the, in their, of their, of their, in their hearts, in their family. We want to cast all those shadows out. When the person draws closer and closer to God, we realize that they have, they're even more active in their life. Because they are filled with bright light. This is something that a person without God cannot achieve. For that is God's acceptable year.
所以这就是我们传福音的对象。
And so these are the targets of our of our evangelism.
好，我们现在看路加14章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 4.
路加14章。
Luke 14.
从15节开始。
Luke 14 verse 15.
这里在讲神国的筵席。
Now Luke chapter 14 verse 15 talks about the great supper in heaven.
我们看15节。
Verse 15.
同时有人听见这个话，对耶稣说，在神国里吃饭的有福了。 所以说,
Verse 15 says, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God.
这里最重要的饭不是礼拜五、礼拜六中午那个爱餐。
This bread is not referred to the lunch that we eat on the Sabbath day.
这个主要是天国的筵席。
This is talking about the banquet, the great supper in heaven.
是属灵的。
It is a spiritual one.
那他提到三种人。
It talks about three kinds of people.
但这三种人都是我们要传给他的。
And these are the three kinds of people that we must preach to.
但这三种不简单的接受福音。
But it is these are also three difficult people to preach to.
18节。
Verse 18.
众人一口推辞，头一个说：“我买一块地要去看，请你主挪辞。”But
they all but they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to them, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it.
买一块地什么意思?
What does it mean that he has bought a piece of ground?
他有财产,
meaning that he has a property.
所以他有很多事情要考虑。
And so he has many worries.
他不是没有机会给他得救, 但是他放弃。
Now, even though he had an opportunity to be saved, but he would rather pass it up.
19节,
Verse 19.
有一个人说我买了5对牛。
And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen.
5对牛就是耕田。
Meaning that these they use as oxen to till the ground.
这个表示事业做得很大。
That means that their career is very successful.
那这个也是神的恩典呢。
And this is also a blessing from God.
事业一做大，很多事情啊。
But when a person's career it becomes very successful, there are other worries that come.
所以主挪辞，他就走了。
And so then he said he left.
20节。
Verse 20.
又一个人说我刚刚娶妻,
still another said, I have married a wife.
这也可以说家庭很圆满。
We can say that this represents a harmonious family.
一回家就是, 一下班就是想回家。
That the person after work, all they want to do is to go home.
哇, 有妻子有儿女，真的很幸福。
Because they have, feel very blessed that they have a wife and a wonderful kids.
那这也是神的恩典。
And this is also a blessing from God.
但是家庭太幸福，他根本就不需要。
But because the family is too happy, they no longer have a need to come or want to come to church.
到最后是谁来参加？
And so in the end, who attends the banquet?
21节,
Verse 21.
那仆人回来把这个事告诉主人，主人就动怒，对仆人说：“快到城里大街小巷，领那个贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”
So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servants, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind."
就是那些心灵上有需要的,
which means that those who are needy in spirit, that poor in spirit.
残废就是有道理行不出来的,
and those who are lame, meaning that they cannot, they're incapable of performing certain things.
瞎眼的就是 前面没有看到人生目标的,
and the blind are those who are unable to see their purpose, their goal in life ahead of them.
瘸腿的,
and the maimed
不能行道理的,
means those who cannot perform the truth.
那这个残废的, 前面这个残废就是不是一个正常的人,
and the lame here refers to an abnormal person.
我们一个人如果觉得我很好，很难信耶稣。
If a person feels that they're very good or very capable, then it's very difficult for them to believe in Christ. But if a person understands and realizes all of his or her weaknesses, if they feel like they're always trying to improve themselves until now and they still haven't sensed much improvement, then this person has hope. This person has hope in believing in Christ. And so where should we cast our nets? We should pass our nets to those who are reading the Bible and those who are in need. Because these are the ones that are more likely to believe.
当然，主耶稣也曾经叫过彼得撒网。
Of course, Jesus once instructed Peter to cast his net.
好，我们看马太第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太第五章。
Matthew 5.
第五节,
Matthew 5 verse 5.
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”啊，不，对不起，路加第五章。
Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5 verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all day and all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net."
彼得很有经验,
Peter was very seasoned.
整晚找不到鱼,
but all night he could find no fish.
对啊, 救人的灵魂真的不是靠经验啊。
And so we can see that we cannot save souls due to our experience.
那打不到鱼怎么办?
So what happens when he cannot find any fish?
后来遇到主耶稣,
and yet then he met Lord Jesus.
主耶稣告诉他下网捕鱼,
and Lord Jesus says, cast down your net.
他说,
he says, I have caught nothing all night.
但是我依着你话就下网,
nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
第二节, 他就圈住许多的鱼,
and verse 6, then he caught a great number of fish.
哦, 所以主耶稣知道他要救的人在哪里。
And so Jesus knew the people that he was going to save.
那我们如果一直祷告求神带领,
and so if we continue praying and ask the Lord for his guidance,
神就会用很奇妙的方法让我们遇到那个他想要救的人。
He will use very miraculous ways in order for us to meet those who we need to preach to.
所以还有大概, 2个礼拜的时间,
so we have about 2 weeks.
我们大家一起来努力,
let us all strive together,
啊, 下网捕鱼,
to cast our nets and to catch the fish.
如果找不到鱼,
if we cannot find the fish,
求主耶稣带领我,
we ask the Lord to guide us. Guide us to find the people that he wants to save.
好,
let us sing him.
281.
Let us sing him 281.